So, when it comes to Bigfooting, there is a common question I am asked, and that question is, how did you get into a subject like this? Because it's not, I guess, something that normal people, is what I want to say here, quote-unquote normal people are into. I think that's changing some with the popularity of shows like Finding Bigfoot. But for the most part, in my little realm of the world, not many of my friends or family are into Bigfoot, although my dad has recently got into it. So anyway, my name is Seth Breedlove. I have a blog, sasswhat.blogspot.com. I also contribute a... it's supposed to be bi-weekly, but I've been late lately. A bi-weekly column to the Ohio Bigfoot Conference Facebook page, where I talk about historical Bigfoot sightings and sightings of possible Sasquatch creatures throughout history. I kind of highlight old newspaper articles and talk about them. I also do a podcast with some friends called Ancillary Characters, where we talk about comic books. But this is just a test. I'm going to upload this. I'm going to see how it goes. If I think it's okay, I'll probably try to record some more and get them out on some sort of regular schedule, which is something that I have found is vital to podcasting. So anyway, Bigfoot, how I got into the subject of Bigfoot. So let me think back in probably around 2005, 2006, for some reason a guy at my church thought I was already into Bigfoot, and he loaned me some Bigfoot documentaries out of the blue. He just came up to me and handed me some documentaries that he had taped off of TV and put on. I think one of them was even on VHS, but I know there were a couple on DVD. And I was and have always been into weird kind of topics and subjects like UFOs, and even when it comes to pop culture, I'm into comic books and sci-fi instead of, although I guess my interests cover the gamut. But so anyway, he gives me these documentaries. I watched them, and it kicked off a mini obsession for a few years where I guess my brother and I used to work for my parents, who had a store in... we're from Ohio, so they had a store down in southeastern Ohio in an area where I knew there had been Bigfoot sightings. And him and I would go for drives on our lunch breaks back in these areas where I knew there had been Bigfoot sightings. And I guess we were hoping that a Bigfoot would just, like, leap out in front of our car and we'd hit it and, you know, that would solve the mystery. But after a few times of driving around with bags of McDonald's food, we did not manage to solve that mystery, and my interest in the topic dwindled a little bit. I had read some books in that period of time as well. I think the Bigfoot Case Files was one of them, and I know I had flipped through Meldrum's Sasquatch book at some point there, because that was right around the time that book came out. But anyway, from there, I maintained some sort of interest in the subject, but what really got me into it again was podcasts. I found that there were a number of podcasts out there about Bigfoot, and some of them were okay, and some of them were terrible, and some of them were The Bigfoot Show, which was the one that really kind of got me fully invested in the subject again, and not just because it's a really funny show and they approach the subject from a comedic standpoint as much as they do seriously, but they talked, Brian Brown specifically talked about the Area X, where the NAWAC is, and when I found out about the NAWAC and what was going on in Area X, I was so excited that I attempted to make my wife, who has no interest in the subject at all, I attempted to make her listen to the podcast, and she didn't, but I think that was what got me hooked. Like, the stories from the NAWAC and what was going on there, I could not come up with a logical explanation for that other than maybe Brian was just lying and he had this entire group of people online who were just lying with him. And that doesn't make any sense because there's a lot of people involved, and what would they have to gain from that? So there's either something completely unexplainable going on in Area X, or there's, I don't know, there's a lot of liars involved in the hoax. But from there, I have spent the last probably about a year now fully hooked into the subject, and I read books, and I go out and hike when I can and try to throw in some big footing where I can. I haven't gone on any of these expeditions, and one of my favorite things about Bigfooters is how seriously they take the subject, and I'm not being sarcastic when I say that. I mean, it's amazing how seriously some of these people take the subject, but there's also this hilarious and ironic aspect to it where people take it so seriously that even though what they're really doing is going out and hanging out in the woods with some hot dogs and some lawn chairs and some brewskis, they're going to call that an expedition instead of just camping out with pals. And obviously, I know that isn't all Bigfooters. There are these serious guys, and they probably aren't just sitting out there with hamburger meat or whatever on a Friday evening. I mean, I get it. But there are these different contingents in Bigfooting, and that's another thing I'm going to want to talk about. Because this is part of what makes this all so interesting. So I love that aspect of Bigfooting. And I have to be very clear on something, because I know my attitude sometimes is difficult to understand. Love all aspects of it. I love the people that are into it and the people that, you know, speak. I love the speakers. I love the subject of Bigfoot in general. But I also see the occasional hilarious side rabbit trails that it goes off down. And I'm going to highlight some of those things in upcoming episodes. That kind of does it. I am, again, involved with the Ohio Bigfoot Conference, and that I write for their Facebook page. And I blog about the topic as well, but I don't know much, and I am learning every day. And it is a fascinating subject, and I hope that this podcast would be aimed more at people who might not know anything about Bigfoot, rather than your seasoned researchers out there. I'd want someone who doesn't know why people find this worthwhile to listen to this, instead of just, you know, anyone who spends their entire weekend looking for an unknown primate. And we'll get into different theories on what some people think Bigfoot are and stuff like that in upcoming episodes. But for now, I'm going to go ahead and just give out my email address, and you can email me, SethBreedlove@yahoo.com. Any questions or anything, and I'll try to go over letters and stuff in future shows. And you can suggest topics, too. And I'll probably have some friends on, because I have friends that are into this topic more than I am. So, yeah, this is the first episode, and I'm signing off. Those aren't real crickets in the background, by the way.